British charity Tear Fund is reporting that while human trafficking has been outlawed in most countries of the world, it continues to be a reality for millions of people whose hopes for freedom remain an elusive dream. The organization this week launched a resource pack for churches full of information and practical, innovative ideas that focus on slavery and trafficking, its modern-day equivalent. It marks 200 years since Christians led a movement to end the transport of slaves into Britain and is ideal for churches, small groups, and leaders. Tear Fund spokesman Keith Ewan told us more.
There are still millions of women and children, but sometimes men as well, trafficked around the world. And as a relief and development agency, we come across it. Often where you find poverty, you find trafficking. In some places in West Africa, we have partners whose work is involved in protecting children and also helping children escape from being trafficked. Obviously, it's a much, much wider problem where you find poor communities, who are families struggling to make ends meet, struggling to put food on the table. I'm afraid that exploitation, very often sexual exploitation, is what you also find. And so we are encouraging people to get involved with other organizations who specialize in trafficking. We've seen quite a lot of success in encouraging just ordinary people to support these charities and organizations that work in the area of trafficking. And part of that is bringing a bit of pressure on our own governments, changes in laws within countries. If in our own countries we were all asking our own governments to close the loopholes to make it harder, then that as well would be taking a great step. Even though today millions of people still are caught up in trafficking, it is possible to stop it.